honor others
oh.
and really appreciate what others do, not to become better or more appreciate yourself.
Welcome to the Passion Behind the Art Show. It's all about diving in with individuals to learn the awesome story behind their passion. It's your host, Daryl Pinnock. Enjoy this week's episode.
Well, today on the Passion Behind the Art Show, I want to welcome Eric Riedwall. Is that right?
That's perfectly right, Donald.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. He plays an awesome instrument, and I'm going to have him tell us the name and tell us how did he get started into music, what age, and how did that story get started?
Yeah. So I started playing when I was maybe 5 or 6 years old with my mother at home. But then I didn't play the nyckelharpa, this Swedish folk instrument. I played the violin, and perhaps I was singing a lot at home and this kind of things. And we had the piano. And then I played the violin for many, many years, and until I was 17. And then I discovered the nyckelharpa. So I was quite old in one way when I started with the nyckelharpa, but then again it's very similar to the violin. It's a bow and you press different notes. It's kind of the same thing, but perhaps in your eye when you see it, it looks a bit different.
Which is true.
From the violin.
Which is true. So now you're playing the nyckelharpa. What are you trying to get your audience to experience? What are you trying to get them to feel when they hear your music?
So the thing is with the nyckelharpa, it's in Sweden, it's very much of a folk music instrument, like a folk traditional instrument. And what I discovered by posting these videos on the Instagram and Facebook is what I want to show is just the instrument and maybe the possibilities with the instrument, which is, if you ask any Swede about the nyckelharpa, well, many don't know about it, but those who know, they think it's just a folk music instrument. And it's, you know, with the folk music costumes and all this.
Right.
It's kind of, that's, so maybe I'm after maybe showing both myself and a broader audience. Yes.
Okay. So you kind of, so you're trying to kind of show that it could do more than just a folk music.
Yeah, I think that's maybe not the main goal. The main goal is, of course, just to, I'm very keen on discovering all this new things for me. I mean, kind of all the things I post is really new things for me. Like today I posted the Telemann Allegro and I learned it today.
Mm.
So it's kind of pushing myself all the time to learn new things. And it's a great way just to have the Instagram audience as my first audience, because it's really my first audience with the music. I have never played this music for an audience live yet. These things, like both the jazz and the baroque music is still just practice music for me. I work with different things. I work with folk music and I play with a pop artist, but. Yeah. So it's still, it's the first people who ever hear me play it. It's my Instagram people, yeah.
Nice. I mean, yeah. It's very interesting. But so who would you, what was the hardest part of this? Like trying to learn this instrument? What was the greatest struggle in trying to just grow in this journey?
So the hardest struggle is actually the instrument, because the instrument that I play on now is very unique. The instrument you hear on my account, it's a nyckelharpa, but it's not the original. It's not like the original nyckelharpa because it has an extra string. It has an extra top string, which give me the possibility to do all these new things.
Right.
And the biggest struggle was actually to convince the the greatest builder of the nickel harpa. I convinced him to build this instrument for me, and it took me 5 years.
Wow.
Because he's really into the tradition. He's really a traditional builder, a traditional player. But I kind of showed him bit by bit that you should really do this for me, and you will be happy when you've done it. And it took me 5 years to convince him. And today he's so happy that he did it because, yeah, and he really said that I convinced him. So that was a big struggle for me.
Oh, so you had it built from scratch?
Yeah. And custom made from scratch. He has only built one. This is not the only one of this version, mm-hmm. but it's the only one built by this guy who is like the superstar of nickel harpa building.
Oh, okay. So yeah. So it's not one of those instruments that you could just walk in the store and buy.
No. There is a lot of nickel harpas to find like second hand on internet and stuff, but there is also people building them today, and then you can have them custom made, and you wait for a long time, and it's a big day when you get it.
I could imagine. So outside of the extra string, is there anything else special on this custom one that you got made?
Yeah, it has a lot of extra. Actually, I have the nickel harpa here in the sofa. It's like here.
Right.
And okay, so every nickel harpa has a set of keys that you press, and this one has more.
Oh.
More keys. So, and it's like how high you can climb. It's like if you think of a violin and you think about playing in third position, fourth, fifth, like this,
mm-hmm.
this has more keys so I can play more.
Okay, so you could go notes. Higher notes and lower notes.
Yeah, and actually I want this keys, I'm just talking to this guy, Esbjorn is his name, and I want 20 more keys. So I have to go and see him and put on 20 more because I want to try to play the Winter by Vivaldi.
Mm.
Do that one.
Okay.
Do
that one. Oh.
I need the. That's like one. This Bach. This very famous pieces that I want to play, then I need more keys because otherwise I have to make like, yeah, I cannot play it.
Okay.
Like the original way because of, yeah.
So that wasn't played by a nickel harpa though. Original.
That piece?
Yeah.
No, original. But it's written, the thing is that it's written at a time quite popular. The Baroque music during the Baroque era, there was a lot of nickel harpa players, so I think it really connects with this music because since it's I push a key like the piano, you push a key
mm-hmm.
and that hits the string, so it's you don't have the same connection with the note as on a violin, so it's you cannot do the vibrato. And you cannot do the glissando so much, but you can do other things. And I think with the romantic classical music, it's not suitable for the nickel harp because it's a lot of vibrato. But this Baroque music is really like perfect for it.
Nice. So during this journey, who would you say you would consider your support system? The people that you pull energy from,
yeah.
the people that you can go to when, you know, Eric is not, he's feeling down, he's not really feeling that motivated. Who would you say your support system is?
That's a very good question. But the people who have been my support system is, of course, my mother from the beginning with the music, and then the first nickel harpa maker gave me one instrument to try, and now this other guy, Esbjörn, has also been very supportive. So it's kind of, Esbjörn is one of the persons I call every now and then and just get a lot of energy from.
Mm.
And then it's all these inspiring people who has so much to learn, to teach you. I get so much of that inspiration. Right now, I don't need, I just need time right. to practice. It's when you have small children and things, it's like, that's the main goal, to find the time. And then the inspiration is really not so hard to find right now.
I understand. Trust me, I have small children too. So I understand completely. So where are you trying to go? What's next for Eric? Where are you trying to take this?
Yeah, that's the good thing with learning things that you really don't know, is that I really feel like a beginner every day. So since still I'm full-time musician and I'm doing a lot of concerts with things I do know, but since I'm learning these other things, I really feel like it's just in the middle of a journey. And that, like, for example, the jazz music is really hard to get, but there is no rush. It's I think what I'm trying to learn now will take maybe 10 years to really get into the body. It's not in me right now. I mean, it's not my language today. Today is just practice music. But so I feel like this, that what I'm working on right now will take a lot of time to really get into the body. And maybe I could play a concert with Telemann in 10 years. I mean, there's no rush at all to do it. And I'm so happy to... Actually, it really gives me a lot of energy with this direct connection with the people on Instagram and Facebook, because then you really feel that you're on a journey and that people appreciate also what you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
That I really appreciate it, actually. It's a new thing for me. It's just been 1 year with this kind of connection with people direct outside Sweden, because that's the people I meet on the internet. It's the people outside your normal world. And that really tells me that I'm on a very interesting journey, not only for myself, but also for the instrument and for music in general. And that's very exciting, I think.
That's amazing, man. And I just love the energy that you're giving and how much you're embracing the patience, because not a lot of people like patience. That no, you've already made up it in your mind that it probably is going to take 10 years and you're okay with that.
Yeah.
So yes. What do you play as a full-time musician, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, no. So, like, the last years, since I maybe been full-time in 8 years, because that's when I stopped my studies. And one of the first things I did was I went to Switzerland and worked with a flamenco company with the nickel harpa. And then I played a lot with the person from Norway who plays another folk instrument, Hardanger fiddle, a Norwegian folk, like the national instrument of Norway. And then I have a trio with a cello player and a mandolin player. And then we have composed our own music.
Oh.
And then I played with choirs and with a big band last year also. So it's been very different, like small things. But right now I'm doing a thing that I never thought I would do. It's I think it's the biggest. It's like a pop rock star in Sweden. He's 65 and he's been like really big for a very long time. He's been had a career since the 70s.
Mm.
Wrote all these songs that people know. This kind of guy. And he wanted a folk musician in his production in Stockholm, where I live. So right now I'm playing with this guy 3 times a week in Stockholm. And that's what I do professionally. I go there and I play nickel harpa, but I also play violin and guitar and mandola and zittern and mandolin and trombone with this guy 3 times a week.
That's awesome.
That's no Telemann or no jazz. It's totally different music. So it's very good, mix to go there and work and then go home and practice these other things that is so different from that.
Yeah, I guess the switch must be very exciting.
Yes. So there I'm like with a tambourine and singing and standing and dancing, like almost like a show right. artist.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go home and play my nickel harpa alone.
All day long.
Yeah. I love this changing of environment. It's like, for me as a person, it's really what I love, to stay home like all alone and then go in there and meet all these people. And then you can, not be in the same mood all day.
Right. That's cool.
It really suits me. Yeah.
Cool. So what advice would you give for musicians, especially with the internet and everything moving so fast? And I feel like you're a person that, not necessarily that you have it figured out, but you are content with your journey and you're excited about the journey. What advice would you give to musicians to kind of be excited about the journey versus just, I got to get to this point and I have to reach to this level, but being excited about the journey?
Oh, yeah. I think it's like, it's really a unique journey you're doing. Like all people who are doing a journey is a very unique, and like you're putting a chapter to the story of life, or what to say. Like you don't have to do anything actually, but you should really, pick energy from where you can find energy and really, there is really nothing to stop you from following your dreams. I think it's what, and also I think actually one very important thing is really to honor others.
Oh.
And really appreciate what others do, not to become better or more appreciate yourself, but really to realize how much you can get inspiration from others and to show them that appreciation. I think that's what I discovered, that the more I appreciate what others do, the easier it gets for me to just find good energy, not to like fight others,
Right.
But to there is no competition in music. That's so beautiful.
It's more like creating a community, not creating a competition.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, like add your own story to the story of life more than yeah. There is room for everyone in it.
I love it. Are you ready to give us a taste of this instrument?
Yeah. This, the biggest struggle actually is the humidity of air, because it keeps these pegs to stuck. It's the function is that you press a key and then it should go down like this. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it gets stuck. Well, anyway, I could play a small part of a giga.
Cool.
That I really love. Is it okay?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you see. it was just a small taste.
Awesome. I love it, man. I love it. All right, so where can people find Eric to learn more about what he's doing?
I think it's like this. Right now, I just post these practice things, and that's about what there is. And then I hope that in a, maybe 1 year or 6 months or something, I could start to post more serious, you know, recordings, videos, good quality things on YouTube and things.
All right, so on Instagram? Right
now, yeah, on Instagram and Facebook. And so I think following my Instagram is the best way to know what will happen.
You want to tell everyone where what's your Instagram handle? What's your Instagram handle?
It's just my name, Eric Ridwell.
Okay, got it. Well, I really appreciate you doing this, Eric. I love your energy and I love what you're doing. Enjoy your music, and I want you to just keep going, man, because I think you have the right attitude and you're going the right direction.
Thank you very much. I'm happy you say that.
And you're probably the second person but I've met some other people from Sweden, and I must say, you guys are awesome in Sweden.
Oh,
you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
All right, man. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
You can always connect with me at DP Creates on Instagram or Twitter. If you ever want to have a conversation, ask a question, that's DP Creates at Instagram or Twitter. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I would love to get your feedback, so please leave a review on iTunes and keep sharing the podcast on social media. Be blessed.